a time. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. So link to your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. And if you'd like to share the broadcast with friends and family, just go to usapreparers.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. Today, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Hey, Rick, welcome.
Good morning. I know, I'm not even awake yet, but that's all right. I was up until 10 o'clock last night doing Genesis Radio, so I was on Aaron Dakin's
show. Yeah, really? That's wonderful. I'm so glad that...
I'm doing a lot of Genesis. I'm not doing very much other radio. It's interesting. There's... some competition or something.
Well, Rick, Genesis is where it's at. We're where it's at. So I'm so glad. I'm so glad that more of us here at Genesis are working with you. Rick, you sent me an email that I find absolutely fascinating, and there was a link to what's happening with the police confiscating property. Now, I know that that is not physics, but it's really interesting what they're doing. They are actually pulling people over. They're searching their cars. They're saying, "Oh, this looks neat. This looks neat. Let's go downtown and let's examine exactly what you have in your car. By the way, do you have any drugs in here? Because we need to look. You mind if we look in your car? Mind if we search your trunk?" They've done that, Rick. They've done that to my son. He was on Interstate 44, and there was a multi-jurisdictional task force. I'll tell you a story. It's really kind of neat. My son happens to be someone who is in the collecting business, and he likes very, very interesting things. And so he goes to coin stores, and he happened to be at this one coin store that was going out of business, and the store owner was selling these collection albums where you put pennies in them and nickels in them and quarters in them. So he bought all of them. He probably bought a couple cases of those coin collector albums. And we used to have those back in the 1960s. You collect the pennies over the years of the mint marks and so forth. And so he bought a couple cases of those. And then he bought some coin tubes. He bought cases and cases of tubes that you put coins in, pennies, nickels, dimes, those clear tubes. And then he bought some silver certificates. And the coin dealer had thousands of them. And they were $1 denominated silver certificates. So my son paid a little bit over a dollar for each one. But there were 8,000 of them. So they were starting to load up my son's trunk. And the coin dealer said, "Shoot, we got to get something to put all these silver certificates in." So he found an old suitcase in the back, and he said, "This isn't, suitcase isn't worth anything. So let's just put these silver certificates in the suitcase." So they put that in the trunk. They put the coin tubes in the trunk. They put the coin albums in the trunk, and they put whatever else he bought in his trunk. And he's driving down 44 to show mom and dad Interstate 44 to show us what he bought. And our son's a pretty young guy. He's in his 20s. And he goes to this multi-jurisdictional drug enforcement task force stop. They're stopping every single car on the interstate. Everyone. And they're these big guys with the body armor and the uniforms and so forth. And they're on top of the overpass. They're at the exit ramps. They're at the entrance ramps. I mean, they're stopping everybody. Nobody gets by. So it comes up to his turn. And he rolls, he puts down his window. And the Homeland Security guy says to him, license and registration. So my son produces it. And he says, pull over. So my son goes, not, you know, from the lane he's in over to the side there, to the shoulder. And this big imposing guy with the body armor looks down through the window and says, you're not doing anything wrong. You mind if I search your car? My son says, well, that's a compound question. No, I'm not doing anything wrong. And no, you may not look in my car. You may not search my car. And they do a stare down for a while. And this Homeland Security guy says to him, mind if I look in your trunk? My son says, you may not look in my trunk unless you have a warrant. And so the Homeland Security guy and my son do a stare down. And my son is armed with a 38 Super, which is like a 1911 45, because he rides around with sometimes he rides around with collectibles. And it's right there on the seat in plain view, which is absolutely perfectly legal. It's perfectly legal for him to carry it. And so they do a stare down, and nobody says anything. So my son looks up at him from the seat of his car, and he says, well, if I'm not under arrest, I'm leaving. Smiles, and slowly drives off. Now, here's the point, Rick.
Yeah, you know, ignorance is in all places. There are people that are afraid, even in law enforcement. They're afraid. I wouldn't want to be law enforcement as I used to think I might have, because it's a creepy place out there now. And who knows what you're going to run into. And the laws are so convoluted that... Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things that can be done and played as a game. And why? What's the purpose of manipulating and if they're there to serve and protect, which is, you know, the logo they have on the police cars here, why would they try to intimidate? Why?
Well, not only that. Let's say my son didn't do what he did. Let's say he said, well, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. Or
and that's where the ignorance would have come in, because the guy would have seen that as contraband as opposed to collectibles, as opposed to totally within his rights. And that's why he had the gun out in the first place, et cetera. You know, it's it's a brave new world. It's a brave
new world. I don't want the class to think that my son pulled out his gun because he was being stopped.
Out just like he did in Springfield or Lebanon. I mean, you know, it is his right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, your son was carrying more than $10,000 worth of contraband. I mean, you know, contraband. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for.
Silver certificates, which, you know, was printed by the Bureau of Printing and Engraving. I mean, it was all government printed stuff. However, it appeared, you know, it had the appearance of what you might see on TV with a suitcase, you know, full of illegal money or drug money.
Thing goes down to, does the man even understand what he's doing and what he's really looking for? You know, I don't blame them, and at the same time, I don't condone it. Speed traps, whatever, to support small townships. We have them here in Oregon, and they're like kangaroo courts. I literally came to court. They gave me a ticket once for speeding, and it was impossible because my transmission was out. I was limping into town. I couldn't get up over 35 miles an hour, and they were claiming I was at 45 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and I brought... of that not being possible with my car, and the judge dismissed it. I ended up going to Portland and filing a complaint. useless. I, you know, ended up in a kangaroo court, literally speaking. That was Shady Cove, Oregon, by the way. And Shady Cove is just like it sounds. It's got speed traps that are illegal.
Yeah. Well, the whole point is that when you get stopped, if you have cash, where'd you get that cash? I mean, these guys can make up, actually. Right, right. Well, you know, the idea is, hey, you guys printed this up, you know, and I just bought some of it, and I'm going to sell it, you know, to people who want it. That, you know, not everybody wants 8,000 pieces, so, you know, if people want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they can buy it. By the way, Rick, we are having a massive, massive outage. So if I'm dropping off, we must be touching a nerve here, because this is the third time that we, you know, here it goes again. This is the third time that we're having dropouts on the transmission from Missouri to Minnesota. So if I drop,
Alex, there's coronal mass ejections going on right now that might be partly to blame on that. Who knows? We are experiencing sunspots.
Okay. Rick, you've been in the studio with me, and you've seen these screens that I have in front of me, and I've got this bar graph. I've got this great big red bars that say extreme loss of packets. So that's what's happening. So, Rick, I just wanted to share that little note about what the police are doing. And when I was doing some investigative reporting in Virginia for 2 weeks, one of the things I was looking at is, what are the police doing? They seem to be everywhere. And I heard these reports, so I decided to visit some friends and family and do some reporting while I was there, do some education. And there was a person who the police came to their house. And I'll do more detail when I, you know, do the full report. But to make the story short, the police came to this person's house. And they saw a firearm. A perfectly legal firearm in this person's house. And the cops took it. The cops took it. And so the person went to court and said, they should not have taken it. They should not have taken it. And the judge said, you're entitled to that back. Wrote down on a court document that was to be returned to the owner. And I'll tell you what happened when we come back on the other side of this break. Fascinating. Fascinating. I'll tell you some other things that I saw when I was there. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. Then we're going to talk about Fukushima. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rick, when I was in Northern Virginia, the cops, the county cops, took this person's gun from this person's house. And it was a protection firearm. You know, it was a small handgun. It wasn't big. It was a small handgun. And it was for personal protection. Well, the cops saw it, and they said, three cops show up at this one person's house, and so they took the gun, and so this person went to court to get it back, and the judge said they shouldn't have taken it. And what's going on? So here's the court order to get you your firearm back. All you do is just bring this to the sheriff's office. And so this person went to the sheriff's office, and there were all kinds of delays. Well, the evidence locker is closed. The person's not here. The person's on a day off. On and on. 3 days. 3 days go by. He's got some more packet losses. 3 days went by. So I decided I was going to help out. And I thought the easiest way to do this was if I had a notarized document that the property was mine. So I went to the sheriff's office, and I said, we'd like this back. This is my property. Here's a bill of sale for the handgun. And I got a little bit of a runaround. And I said, I'll tell you what. You guys know what I do. I'm going to talk about this. And I'm not leaving until I get it. And here's what I'd like. I would like the firearm and the cartridge that was in the chamber and all the cartridges in the magazine and the magazine. And it was in a sealed box. And I said, well, let's open this together. They finally produced it after many trips. They finally produced it in a sealed evidence box, sealed, taped. And I said, let's open this together. They said, no, you can't open it here. You'll have to take it off the property. took it off the property, and it's missing the magazine and all the cartridges. And it was tough getting that back. And I said, I'm not leaving until I get it all. And reluctantly, they produced another bag with the cartridges and the magazine. It happened to be a German firearm, very well crafted. And Rick, the bottom line is, I believe, now I can't prove this, I believe that there is a bounty that the federal government is paying to local police offices for confiscation of firearms. I believe, and I don't know what
that may actually be not out of the ballgame. You know, there's the police department here where I live is under budgeted. They have mm-hmm. over the years lost the community support, so the jail system is overflowed, and they're letting criminals loose on purpose to try to mm-hmm. scare us into increasing budgets. And my guess is that's partly one of the areas that they're trying to explore is how to develop other sources of revenue, incomes, mm-hmm. to support the police departments.
Yeah, I believe that. And these guys don't walk around anymore. They ride around. They ride around in vehicles that are so much nicer than the ones that we ride around. And they've got these dark windows, air conditioning. And I swear, you know, when Mrs. Finelli and I were on this over 2,000-mile round trip to the East Coast, I didn't see a single police officer help a single person with an automobile problem, whether it be a flat tire or whatever. I didn't see a single cop help anybody. Really.
Yeah.
You know, they went out there with it with...
That used to be the way it was. It's all quite different now because of the economy, because of budget cuts, and the need of everybody for, you know. It's going to get worse, too, by the way. It is. The financial situation, I have a couple of my listeners that listen to you have become lead scouts for me, sending me, like Joey and Grace Lauren, they'll send me stuff. And it's interesting just how bad it's getting.
Mm-hmm. It's really true. Rick, he probably saw in... Alex hit the button. You probably saw the bumper sticker I have in the studio right next to me. It says, Fire Greg Burris, 417-864-1001. He's the city manager in Springfield. And I used to give these bumper stickers out at our expos and meetups and so forth. And I'll tell you what happened when I called him. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rick, several months ago, I was on this campaign actually for almost a year to get fluoride out of the water in Springfield, Missouri. You and I and Dr. Norm Schueling and a bunch of us were on this campaign. But when I was on the afternoon broadcast at 3 o'clock in the local market, I was hammering the city manager, Greg Burris. And I would tell people, here's his number, give him a call, tell him he's fired for poisoning us. Anyway, so I really I brought to light the problem of fluoride. And I would call this guy up before the broadcast, and he was never there. He was always out of his office. He was in a meeting. He was at lunch. But he was never available for me to talk to. So I would go on the air, and I'd say, gee, I called Greg Burris today, and he was at a meeting. Give him a call. Maybe you can get through. And I'd give out his number. And this went on for months, and I was making no progress, but they were really getting hammered with all these calls. And so finally I decided, I'll give him a call. I called him one morning, and I said, to Kathy Hart, his secretary, it looks like, got another massive packet loss. So I called, Greg Burris's secretary, Kathy Hart, and I said, Kathy, is Greg available? This is Vin Finelli. And she said, no, he's not in today. And I said, geez, I needed to get his input on the bumper stickers. And she said, the bumper stickers? And I said, yeah, the only thing I can come up with is fire Greg Burris, 417-864-1001. And I was wondering what his thoughts were. So she was shocked at what I was saying. So that afternoon he called me. He said, what do you want? And I said, well, we'd like fluoride out of the water by morning, tomorrow morning, and we'd like our taxes reduced by 50%, and that would be a good start. And Rick, here's what he said. He said, do you realize that our tax revenue is down so much that we might not have enough money to put gasoline in police cars? We might not have enough money to put gasoline in police cars. I said, Greg, that's great. That's great. That means those guys are going to start walking around, and they'll be protecting and serving rather than sniping with their radar guns. I love it. He was furious with me. So anyway, that's the point. They don't have the revenue, Rick. You're right. They don't have the revenue.
Yeah, they're hurting just like everybody else.
So you were right on the money. Right, right. Rick, let's talk about Fukushima.
You really don't really understand what's going on, but right now, today, this morning, Fukushima is so bad that I would say there should be a global event alert. And I would not eat anything from Japan. They're right now talking about the evacuation of Tokyo as of this morning. 40% of the kids in and around Fukushima when it went off now have thyroid cancer. They are experiencing mutations in the plants and insects in Tokyo, which is further south. And right now, I would say that most of Japan is dead. I would say that and the media hasn't even begun. I can talk to you about the measurements we talk in millisieverts, sieverts, which is a radiation level dosage. When the estimated total exposure when Three Mile Island site in Pennsylvania during 1979 went off, it was only 1 millisievert or even less. And right now, the peak during March 15th when Fukushima went off, it was 400 millisieverts. And the half-life of some of these, like cesium-137 and strontium-90, some of the other things, it's unbelievable. And we're leaking today so much radiation into the sea, I would say that nothing from the Pacific Ocean is now safe. I hate to put it to you, and I don't want to be doom and gloom, but the whole thing is a massive cover-up, and nobody is talking about it.
Rick, you know,
serious. And this is me as a physicist saying, my good God, what are we going to do about that? I notice that nobody in the United States is talking about it Congress-wise. They're all worried about, you know, housing starts or whatever, but they're not talking about the radiation going into the Pacific Ocean right now. I am going to say that there is a possibility that the thing could get much worse because Reactor 1 now is having some serious problems in leakage in the amount of groundwater going into the ocean. We're talking in thousands of gallons a day, thousands of gallons a day.
Rick, I mentioned
1 sievert, by the way, is equivalent to 100 rem, which is a dose unit of X-rays or gamma ray radiation. That means 400 X-rays is what the people at Fukushima experienced when it first went sideways. And right now, it's over 2 X-rays each day for the last year.
Rick,
that's going to affect your physical body.
I mentioned that this was the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood the day after it happened.
No, I think it's even worse than that. I think that this is possibly the worst in history. And nobody is talking about it.
Rick,
Nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah, and there's nothing that we can do other than talk about and alert people and tell them.
You know,
what,
the Chernobyl was only 31 millisieverts. Now, we're talking about 400 for Fukushima. We're talking at least more than one order of magnitude worse than Chernobyl. And Chernobyl is uninhabitable. And there are still people living in and around Fukushima. And now Tokyo is showing massive radiation damage in their plants and the amount of thyroid epidemic that's occurring in Japan. And so, you know, it's nobody's talking about it. I don't understand.
Rick, I'm not going to mention the name, but you know this person. And this person was at our Get Prepared Expo. He's been to all of them, all of our expos, all six of them. And his wife is in the medical field. And his wife noticed that there are a lot of babies being born right now, with chromosomal damage.
Oh, yeah, no question
and
about it. It has,
Rick,
absolutely impacted our gene pool.
Mm-hmm. Rick, we reported this on Tuesday, that right here on Genesis, that this doctor has noticed this, and other doctors have noticed it, and we talked about it at the meetup on Monday. And these are the kind of things that we have breaking news that we report to the meetup group. And what happens is, you know, as you mentioned, you have scouts. That's right, we have scouts, and they find these things, and they share them with us, and then we share them with others. Well, this is really serious, because this is an unprecedented type of event, chromosomal damage in newborns, and it is being attributed to Fukushima. Real serious.
Nobody's taking responsibility for it either, and I haven't heard any of the cleanup protocols that are now supposed. You know, this is, with what's going on today, I am surprised there is not a grassroots-based movement to stop nuclear energy in the United States. We did it on the West Coast. The Trojan plant is closed. It's down. It's been dismantled. But even still, Hanford is still leaking radiation into the Columbia River. It's, imagine being in Japan and wanting to leave. I don't have exact ideas on what's going to happen, but with the coronal mass ejections that we're having right now, which, by the way, was what caused the original Fukushima thing, it caused a 7.4 earthquake, and later the 9.4 was a result of an aftershock on March 11th. And I have to tell you, by March 16th, the radiation levels were so lethal, as I'm surprised there are people still alive from all of this. I'm surprised. And what a terrible way to die.
Rick, I need to share this with the class. You may be hearing breakups of Rick's voice and my voice. I can't tell if Rick's breaking up, but I can tell you that I'm seeing delays that are blacking out my voice for 4, 5, 6 seconds at a time. So if Rick, if you don't hear me, I will be
reconnecting. Yeah, you're coming in 4x4 right now, so you're good.
Okay. All right. So Rick, this is really serious. There's no question about it. Now, let me share. We've been talking about this for over a year, you and I.
Yeah.
And let's share with the class what they can do, and I'll tell you what I've done. Rick, when this went off, one of the first things I did was I bought what I believe to be a lifetime supply of butter. Bought cases and cases of butter, and it's in the freezer. I'm talking, I don't know, maybe 50 pounds of butter, easily. No, actually, way more than that, excuse me. Maybe 100 pounds of butter, easily. And I bought a lot of grain and put it in 5-gallon buckets and packed it in nitrogen. So that's, you know, wheat, red, hardy red and hardy white, so we can make bread. And I bought a lot of tea. Those are the things that, you know, I wanted to have because I was concerned about the cows eating the grass that was radioactive, and I absolutely believed that the radiation was airborne. It was landing all over America, regardless of what the reports were.
Oh, yeah, I believed it. And there's evidence on that, by the way. Yeah.
And, Rick, right now in the studio, I have a I have a dosimeter. It's made by Bendix. It's a civil defense device that was made in the probably the 1960s. I'm looking through it right now, and I'll tell you what it reads. When we come back, I'll tell you what it reads, because I need to get away from the microphone in order to read this, look through it. I'll tell you how many millerentigens it says, and it keeps climbing every day. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vinfinella, USAPreparedness.com. We're talking about radiation.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, Rick. I just got a text message, and I called one of our instructors. Absolutely startling information. This is so startling, I forgot what I was going to say when I was going to come back. Do you remember what I was going to say?
No, but we were talking about Fukushima. That's fine. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let me share this with you. This took the color right out of my face. I'm very serious. I got a text during the break from one of our esteemed instructors. I'm very serious. This man is right on the money with everything he said in the past. He's always been right. Comes to the meetups, been to all the expos. He says, and I confirm this. I just talked to his wife a couple seconds ago during the break. They go to a church that has about 400 members just outside of Springfield, Missouri. As of yesterday, there are 54 people out of 400 diagnosed with cancer in their church. Now, this is not a church that specializes in cancer. This is just an across-the-board, typical church that you might see in the United States. 54 people in this church of 400 members diagnosed with cancer. 2-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 40s, 50s. These are young ages to be diagnosed with cancer. Combine that with the doctor that I was talking about that reported that this is in a Springfield area hospital where they're delivering babies that have chromosomal damage. So we have chromosomal damage. We have 54 out of 400 with cancer. And these
more
are
than 10%. Yeah.
Rick, this is serious. It's really serious.
Well,
2 years old, Rick.
That's why, you know, nascent iodine and some of these other bioremediatable foods are going to become so important in your medicine chest. You got to pull some of these weird metals out of your body.
Rick, I remember just after Fukushima went off, there was a church that was sending their band to perform at some event in Japan. And I said, are you kidding me? You're going to Japan? Well, yeah, there's a competition. Are you kidding me? You're going to Japan? Do you know what happened in Japan? Yeah, but, you know, it's been prearranged and planned for a long time. And we got the tickets and we're going to fly over to Japan and do this, you know, bring the children and they're going to compete. Unbelievable, Rick.
Well, yeah, the aircraft that are coming in from Asia right now have to be cleaned before they allow passengers to re-board those aircraft. That when the ones coming in from Asia into LAX, the planes are actually, and you can notice this, this is on the media, they're removed from sight, and then they're scrubbed down. The concern I have is where is the water going from the cleaning of this radioactive particulate that attracts to the metal hull and makes that aircraft somewhat like a microwave oven.
Rick, the half-lives, would you just take a couple minutes or a minute and describe to us, the class, what is meant by a half-life? So when you look at radioactivity...
Half the lethal dose of it. That means it's half as dangerous is what they call a half-life. That means if this is lethal at this point, it will be okay. For strontium-90, it's usually 8 days to drop down to 50%. For iodine, it's 30 years. For plutonium, we're talking 100,000 years.
So, Rick, the half-life of plutonium, it will be half as lethal as it is today in 100,000 years from today. So that's what a half-life means. Half as dangerous, class, in that length of time that is the half-life. Richard Allen Miller and I are going to be back. We're going to talk more about what's going on with Fukushima.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.